Hey guys, this is DJ Horace of Wise Guy Jukebox.
What's going on, guys? This is Archie from Bobo's Block.
Hi, this is Domo Agogo with In the Know with Domo Agogo.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Astark of the Arcade.
Hey, what's up? This is Joe Chaos of Bobo's Block.
Hey, this is Sierra Berry.
What is good? It's me, your friendly neighborhood nerd, the Bobo.
And your favorite intern, Raven.
And I'm here to welcome you all to Geek Street.
Geek Street.
Geek Street.
Geek Street. Geek Street.
Geek Street, Geek Street Radio.
What is good? It's me, your friendly neighborhood nerd, and welcome back to the Couch Potato Sessions. Jesus, man, it's been a minute since I've been in here. A little bit dusty, but it's cool, it's cool. But yeah, no, y'all not here for dust bunnies. Y'all are here for an interview, of course. You know, I always bring you the dopest people around, and this is no exception for the new season of the Couch Potato Sessions. I had to bring the heat, had to bring fire. So I got my new friends, my dopest group that I can find right now to introduce themselves. And you guys are gonna have a little bit of a treat here, because we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. So I wanted to let you guys meet Wreck the System. So guys, go ahead and say what up to the people, introduce yourselves real quick.
What up, y'all? This is your man Cam 3, nerdcore artist, producer, and one of the members of Wreck the System.
Yo, I'm Lady J, CEO of Wreck the System, artist, engineer, and all around best fucking female outside of 12.
Shut up, you lying.
Clean that up.
I'm apparently chopped liver.
You see that bus that just came
by? You know, getting straight murdered in the underground here from Lady J. This is brutal, you know. For us MCs out on the street, you thought you have a crew, and then you get undercut like that. And
you're done now.
So I'm going to sell high. I'm 35. So you're a rapper, breaking the system. Beat producer, art department, and brand ambassador. Former BFF of Lady J.
Oh, no.
And we still give it down. So, what can we
do? Damn.
So, I'm Osiris Green, the mature one, for now.
For now. I love that.
Greatest freestyler you ever heard in your life. Rapper, producer, and engineer of Wreck the System.
Yeah, actually, Wreck the System.
But
yeah, I guess.
Alright, so yeah guys, Wreck the System, they are literally like one of the dopest crews that I've had the gracious chance to run across. Like I said, you guys may have seen a couple of posts that we put out for them before this show, and like I said, you'll be able to kinda hit up their page and listen to that music, and of course I know you're probably already jamming off that damn video that we put up of nerdcore party, man. Oh, we'll get to that later, man. We'll get to that later. I gotta ask about that video, that whole video. So you guys know here on the Couch Potato Session, we always get you the real deal, like the scoop and the background, everybody who hits the couch with me. So I want to know, because every good comic book starts off with an origin story. What's the origin story of Wreck the System?
Oh, here's the origin story. We have token white girl who moves her life from Ohio to
that's not the game.
She went out and she gets straight up murdered. Sorry, the actual story.
We have unresolved issues here.
Okay, so.
What happened?
Essentially, there is a recording studio as well, and it is called Wreck the System Recording. So, I've been an engineer for, I think it's actually 14 years now. I've been saying 13 years for a year, so now it's 14. I know, time. But, me and Cam 3 went to high school together, and we always say, yeah, man, we gotta do something, yeah, we gotta collab, and you know, it's, you know how that goes. Sometimes it'll happen, sometimes it won't, but I caught up with him one time with a really, really big idea, which is just open a recording studio. So we did that, pretty much lived together, and and we were just running that for a while.
Yeah.
I think the first collaborative like project we did was called Art Fantasy, and that was just filled through Lady J, or Create Lady J, the brand. But Wreck the System started because there was a project called Tokens that me and Cam wanted to do, and we were gathering a bunch of nerdcore artists, kind of reaching out. I'd seen Twill probably maybe 6 months beforehand, reach back out to her and say, hey, you want to be on the project? She was down. I met Osiris, me and Cam saw Osiris win this huge freestyle competition. And, you know, we were kind of like, yeah, I don't know if he even likes nerd shit, but you know what? I have a feeling we should talk to him. Yeah. And Cam, he fought me.
Wow.
Look, okay, I know that, you know, he won, he's good and everything, but we got to make sure we stick to our roots, you know what I'm saying? And all this stuff, that shit. But it so happened, he definitely fit. He started ranting off about Pokemon and different things he was playing in the interview.
Oh, nice.
Worked with like Megaran and quite a few artists. Like, yeah, RPG units, Sky Blue. So.
Oh, you work with homie Sky?
Oh yeah, you know Mario?
Yeah, man. I was just hanging out with Sky Blue and DJ Raymay.
Okay.
At AWA. DJ Raymay is actually our music host for our music show Geek So Beat.
Oh, that's awesome. Him and I did a single together for In Your Mellow Zone, which was the I'm the girl on the hook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whenever me and Raymay get together, like, we sit around and just trade like beats that he's been producing or like stuff that I've been because I know a lot of producers and stuff like whatever too. So like I'll send him stuff and he'll send me stuff. So yeah, I've heard a couple. Okay, all right. So yeah, so the ties are coming together. All right.
Yep.
That was our first project ever.
Wow. Yeah. The group started because we had a performance at MAGFest. That was 2016.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, MAGFest 2016. It was like a hotel suite party, 14-9, and they kept calling us Wreck the System. The only thing we were trying to do per se was just throw on kind of a showcase. We had collaborative songs together. We had our own songs. You know, we had the project we were pushing. And they just get, Wreck the System's awesome. We're just like, okay.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Accident. Yeah.
Yeah. Lady J's like, just go with it.
Right.
I don't think
like
we even realized, like, oh shit, we're a group until like later. We're like, oh, should we apply to do this show together?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, I'm just gonna start telling people you're my label because you guys pretty much are, and
our
manager at the time.
Yeah.
So, and it just kind of fell together.
Yeah, that was awesome. But, yeah, I mean, I'd say that's overall the origin story of
Wreck the System. Alright. Okay, so cool. So, a couple things. I know this is going to sound stupid for you guys and for me, but I know a lot of our listeners or whatever, they may not know, because, like, we do collaborate, like, with DJ Raymay. We chilled out with Sky Blue. Like I said, I've hung around with a lot of like people like Megaran, like said MF Doom, whatever. We know these names. We know what they do, but a lot of people still don't know what nerdcore is. So, and you guys are the best like explanation. What can you tell our individually? You guys want to say like what is nerdcore to you?
Oh,
sorry.
Sorry,
I'm
gonna start. well, to me, I guess nerdcore music, nerdcore, or I guess more specifically nerdcore rap, nerdcore hip hop, is pretty much the focus on, it's like a subgenre of, you know, rap and hip hop, but it's more of a focus on like, I guess, geekier topics. It can range from like the ultra nerdy, like, you know, computers and the hacking culture, to everything under the sun about comic books, anime, video games, and different reference, pop culture references, what have you. And just the real focus on that. I guess sometimes it can be played up for like parody, you know, like where like in terms of like some of the raps that come out, you know, we got MC Chris like making songs about my backpack's got jets.
I'm Boba.
But I guess in recent years, like the level of the different artists that have gotten into nerdcore and just the definition and the culture as a whole has just expanded. And so a lot of people and a lot of different artists, including like Megaran and whatnot, are talking about their experiences as geeks while at the same time tying it into like, you know, just different avenues of hip hop and whatnot.
Okay.
But yeah. So.
Well, nerdcore to me is a culture. Like, it's literally a lifestyle and something you do, and, you know, kind of a bit of an origin about me. I was doing nerdcore, quotations, and I didn't even know I was doing it. Yeah. I was just rapping. I was making music. So the fact that, you know, there's this kind of genre or category, and people have, like, they feel like they have to do it this way or that way. No, like, if you fall into it, you're there. So if you are nerdcore, if you do live this lifestyle, you're in the culture, you're going to cons, you play games, you know about internet culture, then that's it. And you make music. That's nerdcore.
Okay.
Nerdcore for me is the deepest, darkest parts of the internet web with the most terrible people where you join a group and become best friends with Lady J and then she
cuts you off by the ankles.
I'm never gonna let this go. Pretty much summed up my great answer, so I'm gonna pass it over to this.
I'm going to do this for the whole interview. You did.
Vindictive, but I think every time I'm asked this question, I'll answer it similarly, but a little different every time. Because I actually didn't know what nerdcore was till I met Wreck the System. Like, I was strictly, like, traditional underground, like, hip-hop or whatever. And I didn't know what it was till I heard Cam sample, like, he sampled the X-Men arcade game and Space Invaders and made it beats. And it blew my mind. I didn't like it before. And they opened up a whole new world. And so to me, nerdcore hip hop is, like Jay said, is a culture, it's geek culture. But also, I believe if you are a geek and you're rapping about the same shit mainstream people rap about, you can, and you feel as though it's nerdcore, then fuck it, it's nerdcore. I made an album called, an album with Wreck the System called Potential Energy, which has no nerdcore sounding tracks. There's no video game samples, there's no geek talk, there's no real talk about video games or anime. But and a nerdcore website reviewed the album and gave it a 9 out of 10 and said they would have gave it a 10 out of 10, but it was too short. And when I was actually worried. I asked them, what should I talk about so it will be accepted? They just said, just do you. So to me, it's pretty much like, if you identify with the geek culture and as a geek, I can still be talking about selling crack, but if I'm a geek and I'm in geek culture, it's still nerdcore.
And I guess and I guess to piggyback off of that though, real quick, like I guess when we were first getting into like officially making like nerdcore rap music, like my first initial worry was because I know about the different, you know, subculture, like geek culture as a whole. And I know it's just like they don't take kindly to like outsiders that are just claiming to, you know, faking the funk, like knowing about, you know, like these different anime, these different video games and stuff like that, making a reference and stuff like that, and they can come on our culture. So I was initially afraid, like when we were putting out tokens, that it was going to be like some kind of backlash because we didn't seem like the mold for nerdcore, or at least as we understood it. And you know, ever since then, what surprised me is just it's all love, and it's like it's whatever you make it. Like Osiris and him said, just it's whatever you identify it with. Hell yeah!
All right, so yeah, that's dope. Because like I said, nerdcore is mostly like you guys have really been saying, like it's a movement, it's a culture, it's a sound. Everything that encompasses what we like and then some. Like, honestly, I'm happy to have you guys in the nerdcore sphere because you get it. Like, you're not trying to be something that, oh, you just heard or whatever. Like, you're just being you and that's coming out. Like, you're gonna automatically already talk about Dragon Ball Z or Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh! Or the latest anime that's out right now or whatever. Like, y'all are just y'all, and that's really what I enjoy about Wreck the System, man. So we're gonna kick it to a little quick break, pay a little bit of bills, and then we're gonna have you guys come back and ask a little bit more questions. Hold on, wait, somebody had a question for you?
No, they were just being dumb.
Alright, so you guys, I have them on video, so I'm like looking at them. They're not in the Game Street studio with me, so I'm just like, I'm sure.
Oh my God.
So like, they're probably gonna do stuff just to fuck with me while we're on this video. I wish y'all could see them. We'll be back after this.
And we back. And we back, and we back, and we back, and we back, and we
That's right. Geek Street Radio Network is back. We know you missed us. We took quite of a break, but we're relaunching stronger than ever. New seasons of all of our shows and brand new content just for you. Go ahead. Check out our brand new look of the blog by going to geekstreetradionet.wordpress.com. Find all of our shows by tuning in to geekstreetradio.podomatic.com, and you can also find us on Stitcher, iTunes, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Up from the depths, 30 stories high,
Whoa, guys, it's not that serious. It's just a new season of Babbo's Blog. Now, you want some news, reviews, and probably hang with me and my crew. It's probably all you're going to get from this show. But you can find us at babbosblog.podomatic.com and babbosblog.wordpress.com for all of our content and shows. 30 stories high. I swear, I feel like that was a fat joke.
Y'all, Tell Eager here, coming out of retirement for a brand new show on Geek Street. It's called The Game Review. You already get to hear us talk about games in general on the arcade, but here, we'll talk about games in specific. You'll get the exclusive insight on games from gameplay to story to replay value and more. So if you're interested in talks on specific games and if you should play it, then you should check out The Game Review. Only here on the Geek Street Radio Network.
All right, and welcome back, guys, to the Couch Potato Sessions with me, your friendly neighbor nerd, the Babbo. Again, we have the Wreck the System crew, and yeah, we've been chit-chatting it up, man, getting to know what makes them geek. So, speaking of that, we know, like, you guys are nerdcore rappers, but, like, what do you really geek out about? Like, that's what we're really here for, the geek potatoes. Okay, so, yeah, so... Let me pick your brains a little bit. Tell me what geeks you out there like? Yu-Gi-Oh! Or what? Tell me.
I mean, it's like I'm a gamer first and foremost. Like okay. I gotta say it. Like I'm kind of pro Nintendo, but it's just like just all good games in general. Like I think I remember just Jay and I actually blocked out an entire day. Of just like no studio work, of like no clients and anything like that. Got a bunch of drinks. Got a brand new sound system, a new TV and a sound system, and snacks, drinks, and a little brother came over just so we could play Sonic Mania.
Right.
that's how real the commitment.
Ultra 4K HD TV straight to play up. The 2D.
Nice.
And it was everything I could have hoped for. It was best day.
Well, yeah, but, like I said, those are the most beautiful times that you can have.
Yeah, and in terms of like other like mediums, I'm just like into whatever, like of course superheroes and stuff like that. Like,
Zelda.
Zelda. Actually, like that was So I'm also a cosplayer, I guess, like sort of amateur cosplayer. Done like a couple costumes. Mm-hmm. The first one I ever did was Otakon 2014. I was I don't know if you see me like circulating message boards and stuff like that. I was Hood Link.
I think I remember seeing a picture of that, like, if you posted it.
Green tunic was actually basketball jersey and stuff, and
yeah.
I posted it online, like on Tumblr, and it blew the hell up. But you know, it's stuff like that. Kind of getting into different anime at the moment. Just finished the last season of Voltron and Attack on Titan.
Something for the rest of us.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like I can go all day, but that's some of the stuff that I
Okay.
So, I guess I'm a bit of both. I have a very, very even line with, like, anime and gaming. Because, like he said, there's Sonic. Like, I was playing Sonic since I could walk. Like, my mom and grandmother and family were gamers. They gave me the Atari. Like, I played the Atari. That was my first game system.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, serious on that. And there are definite anime. Like you said, Attack on Titan. I'm super excited about Steven Universe. I fucking love Steven. I don't care.
Animated. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't want that shit storm. You don't want that shit storm. But right. Animated.
But yeah, well, it's just like...
Excuse me, princess.
A lot of times, you know, you get... And the things I really latch on to have very, very deep meanings, you know, like even something as simple as Sonic, like being a freedom fighter, like that ties into my personality heavily. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with Steven Universe, that got me through probably the worst time that I've had in my life. And then it transitioned to the best time I've had in my life. So it's really awesome. There's a lot to name, but I'd say those three are the ones that I'm like, about right now. As soon as they get done with this stupid hiatus of Steven Universe,
Like, because you've mentioned now that it got you through the worst time of your life. Think it would get you through the betrayal of best friend marathon?
Would I? sorry.
Right on.
That essentially is.
I'm gonna be doing this
just everything, and I've even had like Burst Angel, even like off the wall anime, and Black Lagoon, and it's just so much. It's just so much, but yeah, I'll pass it to the next person.
You know, growing up, nerd and geek life kind of was my whole entire life. I've been going to conventions since I was like 4. So, I mean, old school anime, new anime, old school Nintendo, video games, to name a few, Chrono Trigger and Zelda specifically are some of my favorites. And then, aside from that, though, I really am into, like, hacker and internet culture. That's probably my biggest love, just because, you know, my background and where I come from, Sailor Moon and Percy have nothing to do with each other, John. So, I mean, that's kind of where mine is. I don't want to ramble too long.
Because you can. It's so easy to ramble.
It's so easy.
That's what we're here for. Like, if you guys ramble, man. Okay.
Well, there's also four of us, so it's hard to like.
Oh, okay.
Four.
Okay.
So. I think the thing that gets me going the most is probably, fucking face fucking boneless girlfriend face ass. Anyway,
shit to my pizza.
So, I fuck with, like, any, like, TV series or anything with, like, a dope-ass storyline with dope-ass characters, like... Dragon Ball Z, or motherfucking DC Comics, like your fucking DC Comics storylines and character development is fucking incredible. Like motherfucking Archer is my fucking shit. Like anything. Exactly. Like, and of course, I really want to write my own animated show, like really have something. So like, I've always been compelled by stories and I'm really good on games too, but as they know, my gaming childhood wasn't that great at first because my older brother wouldn't let me play the Sega.
Which I hate him.
But it's cool. It's cool, it's okay. That's why.
Trade in your life by somebody you helped near.
She's also had beer. Just to let you know, she's also had beer, so this is okay.
I had one. I started my second one.
I saw you double fisting, so what do you mean? I had one. I saw you double fisting.
All right. First of all, I live in Jersey, you gotta be a little bit of an alcoholic. Let's face it, you live in Jersey, right?
Right.
So I have Miller fucking Light with my dinner. And then we got Hackershore, this German shit. You can't even say German and it's shitty.
Right?
It's full! I've had like three sips
cousin.
Okay.
Your camp?
Anyway, but back from our commercial break.
I see.
Back from our commercial break. Shit like that, you know, series is shit I can watch and like get inspired by. So yeah.
I switched to water. Tad, a little bit of difference. Like, I'm also really into skateboarding. Okay. I know this doesn't necessarily tie directly into the geek culture, but I have seen over the years.
We say like stuff you geek out about, because like everything we have a philosophy here. Like, if you get excited or whatever, as someone who is reading the 7th book of Harry Potter series about something that you think is weird, niche, and like that's what you geek about, man. Like, I geek about kitchen appliances. Like, show me a fancy KitchenAid stand mixer. Like, I'm like, oh, like, don't let me walk into like a Home Goods by myself. Like, it's a wrap. But whatever you geek about, like, that's like nothing is off the top, nothing is off subject, like with this, man.
Dude, I was telling Osiris the other day, like, I stopped skateboarding because I feel like it really would have took over my life, and I was skating and doing music. I mean, this was like 14, 13. I really fucked myself up. So I was like, you know what? I can't do this and have broken bones and all this other stuff and be on stage. Yeah. Like, I can't
be in a studio with like a cast on.
Like, I couldn't, but I am definitely getting back into it, like, very lightly, because I can't not do it. So it is something that I know, like, I think everybody kind of has that one or couple of things where if they were doing this, they wouldn't live the life they're living. Like, if I were to drop everything, I would, like, go back to California and just live a very simple but wealthy-ish life and skate. All day, just skate, work, come home, skate. Like, I'm really obsessed with it. But I can't do it. I like this a little more.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
And to piggyback off of her, since it's anything, so for me, it's also fighting and similar to Goku and Batman, shut up. pushing my body to like its limits. I take Kung Fu, whatever. I take Northern Shaolin Kung Fu. It's called Wushu. Mm-hmm. And like in every class, I come back in so much pain. And I just started sparring with my like instructors, black belt instructors. He'd be whipping my ass, but I'm just like, I can't wait to go back. I can't wait to go back. I cannot like fucking wait.
Yeah.
So that's also geek out about, like, anything that forces me to push myself to my limits. I love that shit. So yeah.
All right.
And of course, music. I mean, you should have seen today, man. Like, we were just in freaking heaven, and we all live together. Like, Twill moved from Ohio. Cam moved
to have her heart stabbed and ripped out.
Like, we're super, super obsessed with what we're doing. Like, more so than I think anybody I know. So, I guess you're right. Like, when you geek out and when you're obsessed with something, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what it is, man. It's like, it's your love for it. Like, I really do appreciate you guys, like I said, your passion for what you do, and like it shows. And so next question we have for you guys, or I have for you guys here, is we all see ourselves in something else or someone else. I know Hugh was saying that he reminds like Goku or Batman. But like, what character do you guys really like individually like odd with? Like, who if you could pick one or whatever.
So I'm gonna just go ahead and say that Jonae absolutely is like Aaron off of Attack on Titan.
See, she just went Titan on you. Jay just went Titan on you.
Alright,
cool.
No.
I got you.
No, anybody else? Let's do that. Let's give each other the chance to give me a character. So who you got? Y'all gonna give each other characters?
Check this out. I'm gonna set my timer for 60 seconds. to give everybody some, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I'm gonna set it for.
Oh my God.
So it'll ring. So give us 60 seconds, okay?
All right, you ready?
right, here. All right, Somerset. All
right, go. Who's going first?
Oh no, we're gonna think for 60 seconds.
Think it through. Okay, okay.
This would be a great time to run the ad promo. This radio show is brought to you by beer and shenanigans and heartbreak.
Somebody, it gotta be the first thing that pops in our heads too. We can't think about it because it's so fast.
There we go. Oh man, I don't know. Cam, I don't know.
It's the first thing popping in. All
right, all right, all right.
So we got 25 more seconds.
25 more seconds. All right.
All right. I know what
I'm saying. I like this because like usually I do like individual interviews, so like the person can't like, yeah. So this is I like this dynamic. I enjoy this.
I'm going first. I'm going first.
You're
going
first.
All right. Who's going first?
All right. So first.
Who you got? Osiris. Who you got?
Osiris for me is Will Smith from Fresh Prince.
Yes. Okay. Oh. I like it already.
Right. So true. Like he's so like slick and smooth and funny, but like he's always getting into shenanigans. But his shenanigans is like from up higher up top, and he's like a really good rapper. Storytime man.
Storytime man.
And then because she loves Sonic, but when she gets mad, she does this thing where she kind of like points and she goes, "Hey." Cam, he's gonna kill me for saying this. Cam, in my mind, is like if Carlton from Fresh Prince and Urkel came together.
Oh my!
Stevie Wonder.
Wow! Wow!
That's Cam. And then there's me. I'm a perfect princess. You can just call me Princess Celestia.
Okay.
Oh, my magical pony.
All right, who's going next?
All right, who's next? All right. I got one.
Okay.
All right. So, mine is for 12.
Oh, no.
Well, I think of you as a character, I think Usagi.
Because
it's just like you see this brilliance, this artist that is capable, just like flawlessly, just walks in the room, can flaunt it and everything like that. And then behind the scenes, we see somebody spastic, somebody like always. This is something we have at the group. It's just like where we just all see ourselves. It's just like if we had a reality show, it would just be just all of us just spazzing on each other and everything like that. She's always the goofiest, always the one just like in the room and everything like that. But always just like if something is always with the latest gossip and everything, like they're just tripping over herself and everything.
That's so true.
That's what I see. And honestly, that's a day of compliments. Sailor Moon was my first anime.
Actually, I think that is a huge compliment.
That's a
Sailor Moon's my favorite.
All right, so you got it for the rest for Lady J. All right.
First.
All right, so Osiris.
I think outside of the box, but man, you Batman as fuck, man. You Batman as fuck, because it's just like you. We've got here like this. We got like it's like this man can do no wrong whatsoever. This man can do no wrong whatsoever. Just like, everything that he does, he always pushes himself to the absolute limit. And just like in terms of freestyling, this dude is like a freaking machine. And it shows. Like I'm not even like I'm, but at the same time though, it's just always just like. Sometimes he gets into these modes where it's just like he's just kind of brooding and everything like that. Just like, hey, you okay, man? Just like, no, I'm not.
Yo, hold on, dead ass though. Like, I had to like sit down and realize that I brood too. Like, I didn't, cause I was like, my friend's like, what do you do? Like, when I'm like, I'll just sit in the house, just like chilling, just in the dark. Yeah, I was like, yeah, like I'm trying to save power. I'm trying to save power. They're like, so you just sit and brood while we're not here? Maybe.
Yes.
Damn. Wow.
Yes. Like literally every. But I had to struggle with Jay too because
okay.
In my mind she,
I'm gonna steal your answer. I think she is definitely the embodiment of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Just because of the fact it's just like, well, first off, I thought I was impulsive as hell. Like it just, it just stopped, like completely, just right off the bat, like no thinking, like just straight go, like no thinking whatsoever, like even to the point, it's just and just always going, like nonstop. She came into my house one time. I was still living with my parents, like still on the phone, just still talking and stuff like that. She just goes nonstop everywhere she is, just like just keeps moving. And just, do you ever like just sit down, and it's just honestly,
I've never seen Joe really like actually sit down, like she's sitting down, so no. She's working.
She has to we have to schedule in breaks, yeah, like specific, nice. Just that much work, but it's like, yeah, that's the drive, and that's the respect there.
What about yourself?
That wasn't part of the
question. I said name each other.
Yeah,
the My Little Pony. Nice.
I was kidding about My Little Pony.
So for me, this is top of my head. So Cam reminds me of Dr. Krieger from Archer.
Nice.
This motherfucker is always in the lab. He's a fucking genius.
Yeah.
And it's like, and he's just always doing shit. And it's like, you know, they always, I think, on Archer, be like, yo, so are you going to do something? He's like, I don't know. What are we doing? And it's like, Cam will be so engulfed in his work and making his creation perfect. Like, Cam, do so-and-so. He'll be like, oh, shit. My bad, I've been making beats for the past 4 days without eating. Oh shit, I knew I forgot something. Damn. So it's just like, because this nigga's a genius, but it's like, focus. So real quick, I'm gonna stick on Archer. So
I'm either gonna be Pam or Cheryl.
Cheryl reminds me of Pam, and it's not for the reason you might think. It's not just because she's plus size, it's because I can tell
with the personality. The personality alone is
she can drink like a motherfucker, yeah. For two, she, you know, the gossip and talking and
racist.
Yeah. The gossip. Oh, and that's another. And she's very open to other people's cultures. Because if you look, Pam was into the Jamaican smoking. She was into the drag racing with the Yakuza. Pam's just open. She's very open and loving person. But she also will probably kick your ass. You know what I'm saying? So
she reminds me of Pam. For a while, got a little farm girl in me now.
See, look at it. It's totally Pam.
Yeah. I think that is a compliment though, because honestly, Cheryl and Pam. Favorites.
Right. And then we have Jay.
Here we go.
So I'm not going to fake. There are two people. One's not Archer. Both aren't Archer. One is Hawk Girl from Justice League, because now you don't watch Justice League.
That's a good one. I wish y'all could see her face. She's like, what?
She's very like, it's like, okay, when you think of playing, nah, fuck it, let's do it! It's like,
that's girl in a nutshell right there. Fuck it, let's do it.
She be wrecking, or she be destroying shit.
And that's on a first
so
day.
The only other, so I was just joking, but when I thought about Aaron from Attack on Titan, because look, Aaron makes a lot of mistakes and learns from him. You make a lot of impulsive mistakes and learn from him.
Oh, wow.
So it's just like both of y'all have this thing where y'all get really emotional and then you look back and be like, okay, damn it. God damn it.
Shouldn't have done that.
So that's who I see y'all. So,
all right, wow. That was fun.
All right, fearless leader.
All right, now time for her to strike back with a vengeance.
So I think Cam is Chrono from Chrono Crusade.
Oh, that's good.
Because in the beginning, especially, Chrono was very lost. He was just like, what are we doing? What's going on? What are we doing? Okay. And then he kind of like follows. But in that anime, anytime something went wrong or something was about to like fall apart, he would just like get fierce and all this other stuff and save everybody. And I swear, Cam has saved me countless times. You know, so I'm just like, yo, and he's really sweet, nice, and everything, but if he gets mad, man,
he gonna take wife.
So okay. For the listeners out there who don't understand that joke, we have to take a quick pause and explain that joke.
Please.
So Cam is currently single.
Oh
So for all the ladies out there listening, you can join us on this nerdy couch because Cam is single and ready to mingle. Oh, but the twist is, every time we go to a con or we go to an event or whatever, we see him talking to a cute girl. We're like, oh yeah, bro, yeah. He always comes back. He's got this like full-hearted smile on his face, and we're just looking at him, and he's like, she's married.
Every time we were
guests at a con, and we did the date auction.
Auction.
And so we're heckling poor Cam. They come up, you know, oh, my name is Jonah, age 22. Oh, my name's Osiris, age 16. Cam comes up, and Cam, 3.
I'm Cam, 3.
So when it comes to the bed events, why should people pick you? And we're in the crowd, he likes married women! Because we're in an event con. Like, you know, most people in that room are like, what, 19, 18? And the girl who wins Cam's bid
was married. No, of course. She heard that she liked married women, so.
Somebody,
it's
so funny.
Yeah.
So if you're married and you're looking to mingle,
married and mingling.
Okay. Hit 'em up, girls.
That story.
Okay. Proceed.
One ring.
All right. So honestly, yeah, I see you as Pam, but I will touch on a couple of other things. And Archer, you do not expect Pam to be so dope.
Yeah, exactly.
Really don't. And she keeps surprising you with all this different stuff, and then you're just like, oh, Pam, what are you talking about? She's like, no, I got it. And then everybody's like, okay.
Like, when the hell did you do this? Or when were you cool with the Yakuza? Just, don't worry.
That's what I'm saying. That's what she is. Every time I turn around, she's like, oh, no, I got this. I'm like, all right. Because I get nervous because she does a lot. So I'm like, okay, we'll see. And she kills it. Every time.
Also, and Pam's also bisexual.
Forgot about that.
Anyway,
Osiris.
Because
you both have red hair. That's why, listeners.
Yes.
I see Osiris, honestly, as the Joker. Because he does definitely struggle with like morality of things sometimes, what's right and what's wrong, and he has a very destructive and rebellious side. It is not a lie. Out of anybody in here, I would know. But yeah, I see him as the Joker.
Batman and the Joker.
I got Batman and the Joker.
You're both sides of the same coin.
I know.
Which would make you Two-Face.
It is a Gemini. So
and I'm a Gemini.
Duality. Look at that. Full circle.
That was a good question.
Yeah. Because like, especially when it comes to crews, like you guys are around each other all the time. So of course.
Literally.
So I got a question for you, bruh.
Okay.
Who do you see yourself as? Who do you identify with?
Yep.
All right. So who I am is Sam Wilson, Captain America.
Oh.
I used to be Steve Rogers, but I'm Sam Wilson. I do the job no matter what people say or no matter what's going on. I get frustrated as hell a lot, and like, I just want to have a point where I'm just able to sit down. Like, that's, if you read Sam Wilson, Captain America, that's like, he just wants everything to be okay, to where he can just sit down and have a family. That's really it. But yeah, Sam, he goes through a lot of crap, man. He's been a werewolf twice. He's been dragged on Twitter multiple times. Like, he's just like, Sam Wilson, like, I've always been a Captain America, but I've never really connected with Captain America until Sam picked up the shield.
Damn.
Wow. Yeah.
For that.
Right. Added impressive ass wingspan. Always.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, man. It's actually.
Awesome. Yeah, that was a cool question.
That's dope. That's dope. Man.
All right, so with that, we're going to go ahead and take another quick little break, and then we'll pay a little bit of bills, and we'll be right back after, and they're doing jazz hands. All right. See you when we get back.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Cal Wu.
And Hatsuma.
What's going on? We are your co-hosts from Planet Wu. And, if you ain't heard about the planet, you guys need to go ahead and check it out and get your citizenship.
And
there you will find out about plenty of anime, manga, shit, hell, even sometimes game spiel.
Very true. So come check us out only at Geek Street Radio. And if you don't, I hope 1,000 Pikachus come and march down and kick down your door and destroy every electricity in your house, everything, all your electronics. So check us out. All right, y'all. Peace.
I'm the Rufus Wonder, not a Rufus Wonder, host of The Wrath of Rufus on YouTube.com/WDDIJ, and you are listening to Geek Street Radio.
Girl, yo, Bobo, I got a question for you, bro.
What's up?
All right, so let's say you have a $10,000 budget, right? What would you spend that money on?
Finding episode 1 of Thunder Dragon Radio.
You know that, that's not enough money.
What you mean?
It's not enough. Like, a private investigator is probably like half that. And even then, like, they still not gonna find it.
You know why? Because it's in my lock file on my computer. It's your boy, if you're living there, the Bobo.
And it's your boy, the retired chill eagle, DJ Horse.
So, yeah, tune in, man, on Thunder Dragon Radio. There ain't no schedule for this shit, really.
No,
so,
but
whenever y'all see it.
If you guys want to just listen to us talk about BS and, like, our daily lives, then this is definitely the show. Just tune in and have fun.
Listen to me eat food. Listen to us talk about people and how bummy they are and shit.
Or we can talk about music, games, and comic books.
We do that, too.
Yeah, sometimes. But if you want to be unprofessional with us, definitely go check us out. You can find us at the Geek Street Radio net at Podomatic.com.
You know why we're here.
You know why we're here.
All right, and welcome back, guys, to the Couch Potato Sessions. I want to thank you again, Wreck the System, for joining us and hitting the couch with me today. It's a lot that's been going on that we talked about and a lot of the stuff that we kind of touched on. So the one more thing that we want to know is if you guys had one message for future geeks, like I said, like our geeks who are just kind of finding their way into this thing, what would it be?
That is such a difficult I think Lady J should come off with something off the top of her head and speak in the room.
Okay. Well, I definitely know as you are. Can you hear me? I'm further.
Yeah, we're good.
But okay, cool. I definitely know as you are in the geek culture, whether you're in the geek culture or not. There's this weird thing between being popular and being unpopular, what's in and, you know, the need to fit in. I guarantee you that there are people out there gonna love you for who you are. And all of us have kind of dealt with, having issues with, you know, finding friends or, you know, being criticized about what we like. But no matter what, even if you make millions of dollars, you know, you feel like you got a house, you got what America seems to dub as the American dream, you know, house, wife, kids, whatever. You will always be miserable if you are not being yourself. If you hide in what you think other people, you know, will accept you for, what you think you should be, but you're not. So because of this and all of us going through it and the fact that it is true, our motto is be who you are without fear. Because if anything, it'll become a nightmare if you do not, no matter what you're doing in life. So yeah,
that is fascinating thing that you just came up with just now that we all agree with.
That is so good.
That should be our motto or something.
Yeah.
We should like have a campaign called the Geek Campaign.
Oh man.
Oh, man.
Back.
Do your homework, you did.
All right, so yeah, that's dope, like I said, because we always want to make sure that we're at least helping the next generation of nerds and geeks kind of get through this, because we didn't We didn't have that, like, when we were growing up. Like you said, we kind of just had to kind of make our own path, and then all of a sudden we get on social media when we're adults, or when we're, like, in this weird phase of our lives, and we see, oh, crap, there's a shit ton of people like me. Where were you people when I was in middle school?
It blows my mind. If I can stand on my soapbox for 1 minute. So, you know, like I said, growing up as a kid, even in elementary school, I went to conventions, right? So I've been doing the nerd life literally my whole life. And, like, I used to get bullied and tormented for it. And so in high school, I ran anime club because I was like, I had that one place at school where anyone who's into, like, geek or nerd shit, or mostly anime, can come here and find friends and be themselves and feel safe, and they're not going to get bullied or picked on, you know. And it worked. I had a really successful club. People really loved it. I'm really happy to do that. What pisses me off is those, you know, because now we've got social media and we're able to kind of, like, Facebook stalk everyone and check in and see all those motherfuckers who gave me a hard time in high school and college.
Right.
Oh my God, LOL, I love being a nerd. For Halloween, I'm gonna be a nerd because being a nerd right now is so cool. And while I'm very happy, and while I'm really, really happy that, you know, this culture that I grew up in is more commonly accepted and people are, you know, and it's obviously, like, become more widespread and it's a global, you know, like, that I love. I would never say, like, I don't want nerd and geek culture to grow, because I do. I really, really do. It just, it irritates the shit out of me. It's like the kids who, like, picked on persons of color for bringing, like, ethnic food for lunch every day, and then now, like, you see them taking selfies.
Oh my God, I love this Thai restaurant. Oh my God, look, I got a bento box.
Yeah, like, it's just shit like that. That, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah. Right.
It's not hilarious.
Yeah, because
but it's true.
It's true. Like, I wrote a poem about it, too. Like, it's called Woke Up on the Right Side of Style. Like, it's like crazy how, like, the stuff that we have been in, seeped into in our entire lives is all of a sudden hip and cool and everybody wants to do it. So, yeah, but like I said, we just want to, like, say, keep the people, well, the geeks and nerds who are coming up, give them encouragement or whatever, man, because that's all it's about. We need somebody to replace us eventually.
I mean, we worked and fought hard, I think, as nerds in this community to bring it to this now. So if anything, enjoy it, because that's what, you know, enjoy it.
And I also add this too, because there's also another side of people like me. I was very afraid, and I thought because I wanted to be a rapper, I had to get rid of that side. Because if you listen to a lot of my early stuff, like, you can kind of hear it, but I'm hiding it a lot.
Yeah.
People who knew me, I used to hide my geek shit, and it only resurrected when I met these motherfuckers right here. You know what I'm saying? And I know it's a lot of people who probably like me, like probably dudes you see, you know, hood dudes with dreadlocks who don't talk in complete sentences. And you may think, like, oh, man, but they may be into the same, like, even deeper anime and video. You just don't know.
Yes.
And I had some, and also what Twill was saying, like, it's a bookstore called Books A Million. Do you know their entire, what they consider popular culture section is? The entire popular culture is all geek shit. That's now popular mainstream culture. Mm-hmm. And this girl came in one day, and she was like, you know, I'm gonna say she was like what you would think a hood girl would look like, you know, with the long weave and the tattoos. And she was talking about a group, they was having a Pokemon Go jump outside. It was a Pokestop. It was huge. Like, she was like, I don't understand why people play it. She honestly wasn't criticized. She was like, I don't understand it. I don't get it. So I'm actually explaining it to her. She has an open mind, and she's like, oh, wow, really? Wow, that does sound interesting. I may give it a try. And she just didn't understand it, but she was actually open. So I would also say anybody who's curious about it, too, don't be afraid to go, because you might like it. And fuck with anybody else's thing. If the rest of your friends ain't with it, fuck it, that's your thing.
You'll make new friends.
Yeah, that's your thing.
Been a goal of mine to bridge the gap between what is considered mainstream or popular and the geek culture. Because my experience in school, real quick, is for some reason, I don't even know why, for some reason, popular kids really like me. And so did the geeks. I felt like I could kind of just be with both of them, but they would always fight. So I was always fighting. I was getting into fights all the time. and I was fighting people who were picking on like the geeks or weird or whatever, considered the outcast. So I'm just, both of you guys are so similar, you have no idea. Like, you really don't have a clue. So it's amazing that this is becoming so widespread and there's so many people who are getting into it. And I run a recording studio, so I'm seeing hardcore rappers walking around sagging their pants, doing this, talking about just the deepest and deepest of the culture. You know, the anime that isn't popular, the stuff you really have to dig to find, and they love it. Or they do like we did, where we were writing songs about nerd stuff or things that we liked, and they didn't realize the whole genre and group with it. And they're just like, oh man. So we're like bringing more and more people to this, and it feels great, honestly.
Yeah. I guess if I can add my piece, I say, like, in terms of, pretty much everybody summed it up in terms of, like, you know, you got to put yourself out there and stuff. But and just go with, you know, what you love and trying to express it. My thing is just starting, taking that first step out there is a weird part, because, like, of course, like, years ago, we didn't even know Miracle was a thing, but we were still doing nerd-related music. Before that, I didn't even know people, there was like a whole subculture around stuff like, for instance, video game music. I used to like love that stuff before I even got a rap, before I got into radio and stuff like that. I used to be really passionate about, you know, the composers and stuff. I used to really be about that, but none of my friends knew what was up with that. I couldn't talk about it at school, of course, getting bullied for all the other stuff I'm interested in. But at the same time, about it that really intrigued me. And then going into high school, college, we had the internet, start to find out there are whole communities that are dedicated to, like, you know, game music and the gaming culture and stuff like that. There are like actual people out there that, you know, have like cover bands, like artists, DJs and stuff like that, that actually work on like video game music, like for the culture and everything, like mixes full rock bands and stuff like that, and celebrating this culture. Like, it's amazing, and it just blew my mind that all these people were out there, and yet around, like, when I was growing up, it just felt alone. And at the same time, it's like, you don't know what's out there until you make that first step. Like, when me and Jay started this whole thing, we didn't know what we were getting into. We didn't know when Wreck the System was going to, you know, like flourish or blow up or anything like that. I didn't even consider myself like a nerdcore artist like that, or a producer. But it was just that one moment, just like, you know what, I'm gonna give this a shot. And next thing you know, like, it was the best thing that ever happened to me, to us, this whole group, in terms of just making that one step. And something as simple as that's what I recommend. Yes.
All right, dope. So, like I said, with you guys being Wreck the System, I know you are here because I saw something. I saw one of the most amazing freaking videos that we want to talk about the hotel party, how it came to be, but tell the people about the latest video that you guys just dropped.
Hotel Party is pretty much... Well, I want to talk about the song, talk about the video first. The video, man, we were at MAGFest earlier this year.
Okay.
We got a suite. Then team went crazy inviting people. It's like a Project X where they overly invited people because they didn't think anybody. We were just like, man, people are not need to show up. Let's invite as many people as fucking possible. Mm-hmm. Lo and behold, man, we just see this storm. We're shooting scenes in the hallway. Partner. And just swarms and swarms and waves of people just didn't fucking stop. And we were like, oh, let's probably go in the room and just go in that motherfucker. So, you know, we round up everybody. And when we walk in the fucking door, and, like, I think Jay said this in another interview, she, like, never forget it, neither will I. As soon as we walk in the door, everyone just started yelling and clapping and cheering. And we were like, let's shoot
the dopest moment in the world.
We were like, yo, play the fucking music and let's shoot right fucking now. That's why when the crowds, the scene where we're all in the middle of the crowds, that was literally just like, we just started the fucking music and just shot it right there.
Oh, man, that had to be amazing.
A lot of other stuff was, like, you know, was written out, story. You kind of see what was planned, but a lot of that shit was just raw in the fucking moment, the energy and shit, man. Yeah, so,
like, and I was pulling in there, like, just like, I heard the music immediately. Like, there were walls of people. I could barely even move through there. And as soon as the music started, just like, we're doing this now? We're doing this now? I didn't even prepare. Oh. So then just started rapping right on the spot. And all that was just capturing in a moment. It was awesome.
That is amazing. Like, because honestly, people always say that nerds are like, oh, we're like quiet, or you guys are like talking to people. Like, those people have never been to a con before. Those people, if you've never been to a con culture or been to where, like, the after party, like after the con is shut down or whatever. Because when you guys put that out, I was at AWA. I was like literally just the weekend, the week after Anime Week in Atlanta. It was just like, I was like, that's literally the encompassment of all the stuff that we just did. Like, yeah, just the drinking, the freaking, everybody's still in cosplay to some extent. Or, like, it's just like,
yes.
Like, you'll be, Sailor Moon and fucking Nightwing will be dancing in the corner somewhere. Like, yeah, it's just, that's the culture, man. Like, it's, but yeah, like, all right, so tell me a little bit about the song. How did the song come to fruition?
Okay, and I know you're gonna ask us about the album later, so I'll save that answer later.
Okay.
In particular, the song particularly was like, let's make something about, like, we heard this, we were like, we had the songs already lined up, so one of the songs was like, we have it on a hotel party, so we had a producer named Benjamin Banger we met from Baltimore. He made the beat. And I was like, yeah, man, let's just rap about, you know, shit we would do at a hotel party with our friends. And I think Cam went first.
Yeah.
So Cam goes downstairs, he's like, yeah, I got a little bit of shit, man. So he goes behind the mic, you know, we're downstairs, and he just says, Hotel Motel Holiday Inn. What the hell? We're just like, holy shit.
That's just hype. Yeah. Yeah.
That was gonna be the first, but they stopped me to, like, yeah, we're gonna make that the hook.
Yeah, right. he had to rewrite them four for fucking bars, but yo, they were just like, that's the fucking hook, and I was like, well, shit, man, fuck it. And the song, man, and then, like, you know, Twill, she really took on her role well. It was like all of our personalities of what we do, like Cam talking about partying, drinking. You see Twill, yo, what she does in the video, that shit is not it's not fiction. That shit is real. That goddamn video is pretty much a fucking documentary of what the fuck we do at party.
And we shut the whole thing in 2 hours because our party got shut down in 2 hours.
Immediately.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know.
Another quick thing about the song, too. Shout out to my man Fiddle, man. Head of security at Madfest. He definitely has some credits on there.
I think he
was the one that stamped and said, yo, that part right there should be the hook.
Yeah.
So we were like, okay.
Yeah, dude, fuck it, man. Yeah, but like everybody's verses, man, from like me talking about smoking weed and shit, and Jay talking about like, yo, you vomit, that's you on your own. I ain't trying to get with that.
Yeah.
Just, we ripped, like, it's literally, we all took our person out. Yo, this is the fuck we do, man. And yo, I want to say shout out to all of our fans and friends who came to that motherfucker, because they made that shit so fucking live. Because some people could have been real dry and shit, and
everyone was in it.
They was fucking lit.
And even the wilder scenes and stuff like that, when we asked them and told them the concepts and stuff, they were totally down. They were totally fucking down.
Gotcha.
Hey, bruh. So, you know, remember the scene with a girl, Team Rocket girl, and the guy was making out?
Yeah.
Before that video shoot, they did not know each other.
Yeah, pretty much.
They did not know.
They were just down. It was dope.
They were down for the cause.
Definitely made that dude's night, man. I know.
Fucking
and caught him on camera.
So, that party was, everything just went really well, man. Wall to wall people, support, man. It was just a shitload of fun. Yeah.
So tell me about the album coming up, because we say it's going to drop January 4th. So let's go ahead and give people the name and kind of a little bit about, like, what's behind it. And if you guys got anything you want to tell them, like, little exclusive stuff for us. Yeah.
Juicy details.
So, the album came about when I'm the newest member of Wrecking System. I'm the most latest member.
Okay.
And MAGFest 2017. 2016 was my very first con ever. I'd never been to a convention. And originally, Wreck the System was setting me up as a label. They was like, Osiris, work, you can work on your solo album, man, you know, work on it. And I was like, it makes more sense for us to do a Wreck the System album because we were in demand as a group, more so than me as a solo. So I was like, I got high as shit. And I had this idea. I was like, oh shit, I made a whole presentation and was like, we should do an album. And the concept is like someone's first experience at a con. Because I always dreamt of doing something no one's ever done before. No one's ever done it like this. So it's a concept album about these three characters, two veteran convention goers and one person who's new. And it was inspired by my first time at MAGFest. And so what happens is, you know, he goes in, the culture shock of it kind of blows his mind. He has arcade room, he meets, you know, the girl, like con love, and then, you know, experiences some drama, and he just literally goes through what a weekend is like at a convention, but he does that shit in like a day, you know. So in the story Wreckfest, it takes place in the future, and that's a convention that we Wreck the System pretty much throw for our fans and friends. He's attending our shit in the future. Even if you listen to the album or whatever, it's a song called Wreck Live. And they're attending a Wreck the System concert. That's what the song is.
Yeah.
So the album is literally inspired by me going to MAGFest in 2016, and it's going to be a concert album of what it's like at a convention. So that's what the album's about.
Okay. So we know Wreckfest is dropping on January 4th. So what about the real Wreckfest? When are we going to start putting this together?
That is.
Okay.
Hey. You know what I did? See what I did right there? Give it that one.
Attend Wreckfest. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/wreckthesystem. It's 24/7. You can attend all the time.
Don't lie to them.
That
is something I think that will definitely come up.
That is something that is definitely going to happen. Sure. Yeah. I stamp it.
You know, Geek Street will be at rest. We'll be there representing. So yeah, so
hopefully they'll have their feedback.
So I really enjoyed this interview, man. You guys are amazing, and just as we tell everybody, once you come on the block or you come to the neighborhood, you're family. So if you guys, like I said, want to chill with us, whatever, you want to come back, cool. You're always open to come to Geek Street. So right now, I'm going to let you guys do your shameless plugs, tell the people where they can find you at, and like I said, if you have individual handles and stuff like that you want to get out, you can go ahead and do that now, all right?
All right, cool. So I'll start. Like I said, my name is Twill Bastild. I had my heart broken earlier by Lady J. I am the brand ambassador. This is what I will do. So, real quick, to start, you can find us pretty much if you Google us, Wreck the System, just Google Wreck the System Band, or you'll find a recording studio. Facebook.com/WreckTheSystem. I think Instagram is /WreckTheSystem. Twitter's WreckTheSystem. And then right now, just as an exclusive, what we're doing with the album, if you go to www.WreckTheSystem.net, you can actually see the music video. It's there on the homepage. You can pre-order the album. And right now, until halfway through November, we're doing... It literally doesn't cost you any additional money if you're interested in getting the album. You will get a VIP badge, which is pretty much like a fake con badge to attend Wreckfest.
So when we actually have Wreckfest, you'll already have VIP badges.
The cool thing too is that we just cleared tier one, but the second tier, which I think is available to like what, November 15th? It gets you extra perks. So like when you come see us in the future, you'll get something extra, or you might get free music in the future because you bought the album early. So if you're interested, if you guys like what you heard, it's my job to plug this. Definitely check it out. That is some cool shit. And then I'm Twill Distill. Literally, if you Google me, you will find me. Twill, like Trill with a W, Distilled like vodka, because I'm an alcoholic.
There we go.
Wait, but you guys have to plug yourself too. Hey, look,
hey. If you find Wreck the System, you're gonna find me Osiris.
Osiris Green, Cam 3, which is usually Cam 3 Mix. Now we've got Lady J or Create Lady J, and they're being humble right now, but everybody does solo stuff as well. I think our group stuff is the strongest, but for sure, check out. Excuse me, woo! if you like the Wreck the System sound, you'll like the solo stuff sound too.
Alright, dope. So, you guys, of course, like I said, you have to hurry up, like I said, and get this Wreck the System pre-order in, because like I said, you get the VIP pass with it, and you also will get extra perks if they reach the next tier. So come on, you guys, all our neighbors, all our geeky neighbors, go ahead and support our crew, the Wreck the System, man. So it's been a blast with you guys. You guys know where to find me, your friendly neighbor nerd. And you guys just found out where to find Wreck the System, so next time I hit this couch, it'll probably be a lot sooner than later. So yeah, want to thank you guys for joining us here for this interview, and see you guys next time. All right.
Sorry, bro.
I swear, I wish I could show you. All
right, man. Peace.
Bye, guys.
In Greece. This is Wreck the System!
And you're listening to the Geek Street Radio.
See you!
Geek Street Radio! Hotel, Motel, Holiday Inn. What's the movement? Do I even be? Shut up! You know who the fuck you're talking to? Open the door!
In the lobby, don't you know we Kirkin' off 413 throwing up this body? Let's head to Wreckfest, in bed and breakfast. Gon' kill, we build a night, straight shots, head to chest.
This is Wreck the System. That wrecking ball gon' get ya. Go throw up in a hall dog, no one gon' babysit ya. Swim in a pool of liquor, we do it all, ain't no censor. While Lady J on the dance floor, hogging all the attention. You can leave a wreck party, you a motherfucking mess. Stumbling and shit, stomach bubbling and shit. If you can't handle it, you can exit. Now hold on tight, bitches, cause we gonna make a switch. Fireball, ever clear, alcohol is ever near. To my heart, crystal clear, I think I need some Belvedere. I need more Bactivia, bring your queen another beer. Need another handle, bitch, live or get up out of here.
We hire shit at the top floor, so we elevate it. Them bitches popping pills, so they feeling medicated. That ex got them stripping on the floor until they naked. And I bet everybody in this bitch intoxicated. This is what we call Wreck Fest, welcome to the show. If a nigga start tripping, feel it, throw him out the dope. Weirdos, freak hoes, living free and you don't hide it. And decided that you bout it, come through, you all invited. Hotel Motel Holiday Inn.
You
humanity, over the top insanity. If I die tonight, it'll be my final fantasy. Need a drink, never fear, mixed balls ever clear, and some rare fruit punch, then you gon' get fucked up.
But Tulum has this gathering, been stuck in the cave, so I'ma turn this mother out into the fuck crack of day. And you know we don't give a solitary fuck what you say, cause they know we party harder.